Yeah, Friday! Welcome to the Ranting Weight Watcher podcast, the future number one weight loss podcast in the world. I am your host, Donato Russo. I hope you enjoy the show today. If this is your first time here and you enjoy the show, please like, share, comment, and subscribe. If the podcast app you're listening on allows you to rate the show, please leave a 4-star or 5-star rating. Any rating is greatly appreciated. This is episode 92. I hope you guys are ready because I got a packed show for you today. So let's not waste any time. Let's get into this. Journey updates. Well, we had a gain this week. 3.4 pounds up. For the month of May, we are down 2 pounds. Total lost since January 2019 is 143.6 pounds. Pounds remaining to get to milestone 150. Is 6.4 pounds. The pounds remaining to get to milestone 175 is 31.4 pounds. And the pounds remaining to get to the big milestone, milestone 200, is 56.4 pounds. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't had a weigh-in this exhausting in quite some time. This gain, this week, it truly sucked. Truly, completely, absolutely sucked. So many times in the history of my journey here on WW, I had moments like this. I have if you've been following me for any amount of time here, I have a history with the drama that builds when I achieve a milestone or when I approach the possibility of achieving that milestone. And this milestone is no different. In fact, this milestone is the most dramatic of all of them. And it's also the highest milestone so far, so I wouldn't expect it to be any different, to be honest with you. But just to give you a little bit of background, on January 18th, 2020. That Saturday morning, I stepped on the scale and my total weight lost was 70.2 pounds. On that day, I was 4.8 pounds away from getting the 75 pound milestone. And it wasn't until February 15th, 2020, they actually achieved the milestone. So it took me basically another 4 weeks, another month to lose that 4.8 and get that charm. Likewise, as I approached the 100-pound charm, on July 25th, 2020, I walked in, stepped on the scale, and that week I weighed in at total lost 95.2 pounds. On July 25th, 2020, I stepped on the scale and the total pounds lost was 95.2 pounds. 4.8 pounds away from the 100-pound milestone. On August 22nd, 2020, I finally achieved and received the 100-pound milestone. On March 6th, 2021, I stepped on the scale and total loss was 122.6, 2.4 pounds away from the 125 milestone. It wasn't until April 17th, 2021 that I took home the 125 milestone. On August 21st, 2021, I stepped on the scale and the total weight loss that day was 145.8 pounds. That's the total pounds lost. I was 4.2 pounds away on August 21st, 2021. From the 150-pound milestone. On May 21st, 2022, my total lost was 143.6, 6.4 pounds away from the 150-pound milestone charm. The charm that still eludes me to this day. Now, if I ask you to think about this for a second, if I say to you, think about the hardest choices you've had to make so far in your journey, I would take a guess that many of them would be to say no to a food item, whatever the case may be. And here I tell you that almost a year ago, we're 3 months away from a year. It's almost been a year, and I step on the scale on Saturday, and I am further away from 150 than I was almost a year ago. Some of the hardest choices we are ever going to make on our journey show up in these moments. Look, saying yes or no to a food item, I'm not going to say that's not a hard choice. But in these moments, when you feel exhausted and you feel like you're done with the idea of everything, these moments carry the hardest choices of the entire journey. It's this what I want to talk about today. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Donato Russo, and I am the Ranting Weight Watcher. I wrote an affirmation. It's called The Ranter's Creed. I dedicate that affirmation to all of you who are watching. Nothing can stand in your way.
because you are an unstoppable force. Your challenges crumble in your presence because you are so strong. Your insecurities no longer have power over your life because you are so confident. Your mistakes are your choices, and you are okay with this because you are so intelligent. The mirror and the scale no longer haunt you because you are so beautiful. You can face any circumstance with unwavering support because you are so loved. The demons of your past can no longer torment you because you love yourself. All things are possible as long as you believe, because God is on your side. You will achieve all of your goals, not if, but when, because you have no boundaries. You are the champion of your story, because you do whatever it takes to win. No one can take what you've done away from you, because you are the author and the hero of your story. Arise, champion. The victory is yours. Because you are enough. And we are back. Thanks for sticking with me. Before the break, I'm telling you about some frustration I've been going through. Well, the frustration really hit last Saturday. It all leads me to this frame of thinking that I want you guys to think about here. You know, I'm convinced that all of us, we're all a part of each other's lives for a reason. Everyone listening to this podcast, everyone who I chat with on social media, everyone I correspond with by email or on Connect, WW Connect, we're all in each other's lives for a reason. And we're all here to add to each other's lives. We could just as easily take away from each other's lives without meaning to or meaning to. It's all there. Everything is a double-edged sword. For anything that could be used for the good, it can also be used for the bad. Anything that could be used for the bad can also be used for the good. It's as simple as that. I believe that every single one of us is like a weapon made by God. We each and every one of us have our own purpose here on this world. We have our own talents that only we will ever master. And with that talent comes an audience. So everything we go through in our life is going to be part of the story that we are here to tell our audience. Because every single one of us has our own audience. And maybe some of us overlap a little here and there, but there are people in this world here to hear your story. There are people in this world here to hear my story. And so on for everyone. How many times have you been in a workshop and hear everybody, someone else talking, and you realize you're not alone because you hear them talking about the same stuff you're struggling with? How many times? Just think about that. It's got to be endless by now. If you go to Weight Watchers workshops regularly, or any kind of Zoom meeting workshops where you're part of a group of people, you got to know, regardless of what the group is after, whether it's health, the possibilities are endless. I mean, politics, witchcraft, there's groups for everything. Everything. So every group has its purpose and has its mission of whatever they're trying to do. And whatever your group you're a part of, you realize quickly that if there's something you struggle with in that group, you're not going to be alone in your struggle with that thing, with that item, whatever it is. And your struggles, however strong they may be for you, may not be as strong for someone else, but someone else has different struggles. Everybody struggles with something. Nobody's perfect, doesn't matter what. And perfection isn't required. It's not required. But everything you struggle with is meant so that the audience that's here to listen to your story can hear and be inspired about how you overcame that struggle. That's why they're here. They're here to listen to you. And nobody is here to listen to someone say, oh yeah, I just had it all. I had the good life. I ate everything I wanted and never gained a pound. Nobody wants to hear that story ever. And even that guy may have an audience somewhere. It is as simple as that. Everything you struggle with is something put in place in your life so that when you overcome it and you tell the story of overcoming that struggle, your audience grows from it. I believe I'm a different kind of weapon. The more I grow, the more I move into whatever it is I'm becoming, the success story I'm becoming, the more I could see that God didn't make me a traditional weapon. He made me a different kind of weapon altogether. Some people are here because they can pray better than anybody else in the world. Some people are here because they have talents that, whether they're artistic, you know, singing and dancing, whatever it is, we all have our place. And that talent we've been given is somehow given to you because you need to use this talent to do whatever it is your purpose here is on earth. I often, when I think about it, I kind of feel sorry for the people that come across me. I am a different breed. I'm not an easy person. I think that I'm here for one specific kind of individual. And that's the individual that is in a war with themselves. I am here to break them out of whatever keeps them going in the circles they've been battling with their entire lives. So many times I've come into contact with someone, and I'm a big observer of human behavior. There's so many times where people think I'm in, you know, daydreaming in space, But really, I'm observing and I'm listening to as much as I can. Because people will reveal more about themselves when they don't think you're listening than anything else. If they're talking directly to you, they're going to be guarded. They're not going to say anything. But if they're talking to someone else and they don't think you're paying attention, you find things out. You hear them say things that they wouldn't say directly to you. But because they don't think you're paying attention, you now learn this about them. And then sometimes people say things, whether it's to someone else or there's whatever it is, however it comes about, they say things about themselves and it does something to me. It triggers me. Because now I've heard a bunch of things that you said. And now you've said, whether it's something to the contrary or you're, it doesn't matter how, what it is you're being, what is said, but something you're saying is triggering me. And so now at this point, once I'm triggered, it's like vomit. I can't stop it from coming out. But it's something you may need to hear or may not want to hear. It just is what it is. I'm not doing it out of maliciousness. It's just something that got triggered out of me when I learned one thing about you, another thing about you, and now you're saying something. I can ask a few questions once you say whatever triggers me. And with these few questions, I can shatter your thinking. I can make you realize that things you have thought nearly your entire life just don't make sense anymore against the one question. And if I had a dollar every time someone said, I never thought of it that way, I'd be in a very different place in life right now. Very different place. I shatter your thinking, make you realize that everything you have perceived as truth could be as fragile as the glass. And I rebuild you stronger so you're ready to fight again and take your place in this world once and for all. And take this coming from, I mean, I've been to some dark places, dark, dark places. And here I am. I'm the guy that made it to 44 years old. And somehow achieved being over 400 pounds twice in my life. I mean, it is, when you think about it, I don't know how many people could say they did that. I really don't know. How many people can say at 44 years old, they can say, I made it to 400 pounds twice in my life? I don't know many, but I know it's part of my story now. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to tell my story because that's what I'm here for. You know, in the book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, it says, appear weak when you are strong. And strong when you are weak. This is how I spent my Saturday morning. Because after I stepped off that scale and I had this gain, I was in a very dark, very weak place. And it was in a place that I hadn't been in a very long time. And I talked to many people and I talked about my gain. I have the people that I am accountable to and I report to them. But when I saw this gain, in my mind, I was in a very dark place. But on the outside, I was projecting strength. Because I firmly believe that in the darkest moments of any journey. It doesn't have to be health related. It could be anything. In the darkest moments, you will encounter the hardest decisions. And the thing you need to realize most is the choice must be yours. And sometimes, whatever it is you're facing and dealing with, outside influence must be limited. It must be limited. The influence of others cannot always be a part of your decision-making process. It cannot be. True growth happens when you decide, not when you are convinced. Do I need to say that again? True growth happens when you decide, not when you are convinced. Remember that. Because you're going to want to tell the world and ask for advice from 1,000 people and tell everybody, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But sometimes it just has to be the thing that you're making a decision on. And you just do it. You know, when you start your health-related journey, or any journey for that matter, the more people you tell about it, the more people could care less. You won't have many supporters in the beginning because not many people believe you can do it. When they start to see you succeed, then the people start to come. Then the people believe in you. Then the people support you. In that same book, The Art of War, it also says, victory is reserved for those who are willing to pay the price. That says it all. In these moments, in these dark places of thought, when you decide on your own, by yourself, to choose to believe in yourself, in what you're doing, against all logical thought, and you decide to keep going at all costs, this is when your greatest cheerleader is born. So I have a question. I would love to know, how many years have you been standing in front of the mirror, staring at yourself, and tearing yourself apart? How many years has that actually been working for you? I want to know, how much weight have you lost because you stand in front of the mirror and tear yourself apart? How has your body changed from doing this? How much has your mind evolved when you stand there and orchestrate such destruction over your own life? You know, this message that I talked about today, it goes so much deeper. I believe I only scratched the surface. So many people out there in this world ask from others what they won't even give themselves. I wonder, how many of you out there have said, oh, I just want someone who will accept me for who I am? Yet you stand in front of the mirror and you despise what you see with your own eyes. Why would anyone accept you for who you are if you yourself cannot even do that? Can't you see yet? Some of these things, they have to start with you. Nobody can do this for you. There is no magic pill. There is no magic trick. There's nothing. You took the easy road and you put yourself in this position. Let's call a spade here. So now what? Now you have to do what is hard. So you choose it. Make that choice today. I am going to do what is hard today so that I can make my life easier in the future. Because that's the only way. That is the only way to get to the easy life. So start now and get there. But it has to start with your decision. Do that now. Do that today. Don't put it off anymore. Stop dicking around and get to work. I love each and every one of you. God bless you all.